This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, NEO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And for all those guys and gals, the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. We got breaking news, so let's go with the pledge. Ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, a great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as we come on the air, Fox News is reporting that the Senate has reached a deal, in principle anyway, with the stimulus plan. Now, they're calling it, and this isn't accurate from what I know, they're calling it a $2 trillion plan. I was told yesterday this $2 trillion plan is actually anywhere from $6 to $10 trillion when everything is added into it.
That's right, Captain. I think Larry Kudlow was at the White House yesterday.
He was also on television and said it.
Exactly. So So this is the range, basically, that when you hear that $2 trillion, you're right. It's going to be a lot more. We won't know until it's really all told. But at the very least, what we understand is that by about noon or so today, the Senate is going to meet. And then they will have to decide if they want to go to a procedural vote to begin to debate this coronavirus stimulus package, unless they decide to actually move ahead without that vote. So, again, what we're hearing from the White House negotiators and the Senate is that they do have some kind of deal in place. Now, will all the other senators get together? Will they vote for it? That remains to be seen at this point. But you would think Schumer, if he's happy, he's going to get his people in line.
Well, we know, as far as everything that's been going on, the Democrats have loaded this up, and I mean loaded it up. The Republicans have kept it, and there was some stupid fool out there yesterday that said, well, the Republicans have added this, and this. It's all about big business. It's not about the little people at all. Excuse me. If the big business that hires the people to work is not in business, then what good does it do the little people that are still going to have to be collecting welfare or unemployment? It does no good at all. Then they become doles of the government, and that's not what we want to do.
No, that's not what we want to do at all, but that seems to be sort of the direction that I think the Democrat elite are trying to push this thing, and they're using this crisis as the opportunity to do so, because you're absolutely right, Captain. You know, you could have a big company, which a lot of people work for in this country. They work for big companies, all the way down to small business or even mom-and-pop shops. This is an all-hands-on-deck problem, and to be playing the politics right now of, you know, big corporations are bad and all that kind of stuff is very distasteful to the American people, who are worried, quite understandably, about all this.
Well, that's absolutely true. And again, folks, if you're joining us just now and you didn't hear the early news, the White House and Senate leaders reportedly have reached a breakthrough deal shortly after midnight this morning on a massive and historic $2 trillion coronavirus relief package for workers and businesses. Now, Fox News is confirming, capping off days of heated negotiations that it had been nearly derailed, of course, by last-minute demands from House Democrats, because they had Planned Parenthood in this. They had all sorts of things. They wanted to open up again a lot of the stuff that they had cut out of the budget before. They wanted to add it all right back in again, and the Republicans said, no, this can't be about anything other than the coronavirus and what it's done to the country and the economy.
Well, right, and Americans understand, Captain, that when the Democrats brought in their basically their ideological wish list about carbon footprints and all these kinds of things, it just is completely off the topic, and it literally is now held up this aid for a long while now. That's not fair.
Here's the big sticking point. There's a $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay home. This is where the corporations are involved. A lot of corporations are not big companies, right?
Well, exactly. That's right. The heart of the matter is the small businesses.
That's correct. And some of them are even LLCs. But the Democrats are boiling all that into one basket and claiming that, well, it's a big corporations are being protected and the little guys aren't. Again, a $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay home. It's a loan.
Well, that's right, and if there's going to be some different requirements, but I think the main requirement is that you keep your employees and you make your payroll, and then when we all start getting back to work, then that will convert it.
And then the other thing that was really the last-minute sticking point was the $500 billion for guaranteed subsidized loans to larger industries, that's the big corporations, including the fight over how generous to be with the airlines, given that Democrats wanted them to abide by the new carbon emissions restrictions. This is not the time to argue that, and the hospitals are going to get significant money as well. That's what we know so far. More as we keep rolling along here. And I will tell you, there's an unprecedented $6 trillion stimulus plan right around the corner on top of this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And for all you people that keep sending me individual messages on Facebook, I can't even see them because the main way to communicate with me on Facebook is to go to the Captain's group. And if you want to be in it, you got to go to the official Captain's America Third Watch page and like the page. And once I see that, then I'll put you in the group, the captain's group. But other than that, I'm ignoring everything else because I've got like 25 now or 30 people trying to contact me individually, and I just don't do that during the show. I just do not do that during the show. So you have to go to the captain's group. That's a chat room that's open. We got a whole bunch of people in there. Kyle Warren is in there. And let me see here. We've got 51, 61, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 77. There are 72 people in the chat room right now. So get in there and talk to them. They're having a good time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And remember, I've told you, I've been on Relief Factor for 3 years and 11 months, coming up on my 4-year anniversary. It's 100% drug-free, and it works. Whether you've got back pain, neck pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, any kind of pain due to aging or exercise or previous injuries or everyday living, it will work for you. It's worked for me and many, 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 many other people, tens of thousands of people, too numerous to mention. I had another person yesterday send me a personal message on Facebook and say, I just tried Relief Factor. Thank you very much for telling me. It solved the problems I've had for the last 10 years. Now, that's an amazing, powerful statement, and it came from a listener in Tennessee. So go to the 3-week quick start, which is on relieffactor.com/the captain. I'm sorry, captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that page. You'll see the 3-week quick start tutorial there with about a 2-minute video with it. Costs $19.95. Take a look at it. It's all natural. Tells you everything that's in it, how it works. It works for me, works for all these other people, or I wouldn't be talking about it. And order it.
$19.95, the 3-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it, and you'll know. You'll know. And once it works for you and you know it's going to work, then stay on it, because that's what I've been doing. It's cheaper than prescription medicine. I guarantee you that one. Now go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, I think they're getting the message.
I think so. That's great. Yeah.
Well, I can't, and I love everybody to death for sending me all these messages, but I can't go over individually, one by one, and get off the captain's group on Facebook. If you want to go and send me a message, get in the group. That's what it's there for. It's a group chat. Get in the group and send us a message that way, and we've got like 70-some-odd people in there right now talking to us, but then again, it is what it is. All right, now, the breaking news, and again, we've got a lot of stuff we're going to try to talk about tonight, but go with the breaking news, Kyle, so everybody knows where we're at.
Well, that's right, Captain. At this late hour, we understand that the White House negotiators and Senate officials have come to an agreement, they say, on the massive $2 trillion coronavirus relief package for workers and businesses. This comes by way of Fox News, that they have confirmed this. So now we're going to look to later on today, around noon or so in Washington, D.C., where the Senate is going to meet, and they're going to begin to see if they're going to take a vote on this, and we'll see what happens. But one would think that, especially if Schumer has gotten on board with this, perhaps he's got as much as he thinks he can get out of this before he can hold it up any further.
No, this is the first part. They were holding up the first part, which was pretty much straight coronavirus and the people that were directly involved. There is a second part to this, which we'll get into right now. We heard Larry Kudlow yesterday come on television and give the announcement as to the $6 trillion stimulus plan, which is right around the corner, which includes $4 million in liquidity from the Federal Reserve and $4 trillion in liquidity from the Federal Reserve and $2 trillion in new money from Congress. Now, this is what's going to save the day, and this is where the Democrats were loading up the freight train, so to speak, with a $6 trillion stimulus plan. That's going to be another fight.
Well, sure, it certainly will be. What I'm hoping is that as the Democrats look at the poll numbers and they look at some of the reaction from Main Street, people across the highways and byways, they're going to realize that the American people are not interested in carbon emissions for the airlines. They're not interested in anything, funding for Planned Parenthood or any other stuff that is just really off the topic here of getting the businesses to be able to sustain through this. Because, you know, Captain, we're looking at a ripple effect that will begin to happen very, very soon as people aren't being paid. They're not going to pay their rent. They're not going out, and the restaurants are closed in many places. I know they have takeout, but basically the businesses are closed because of the coronavirus, and that means that the landlords are not going to be getting the lease payments in.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be litigation. There's going to be people trying to break their leases under what they call force majeure, and so forth. So the attorneys and the court system is going to start up with that if we don't get something happening very, very soon. And because the people out there, they can't take this. This has to be fixed now.
Right. And financially, for you folks that have got money in the stock markets and all that stuff, here comes the early news from the markets overseas. Shares advanced in Asia after the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged to its best day since 1933. As Congress and the White House announced that they had reached a deal. Japan's Nikkei 225 index has jumped while Hong Kong has added. Sydney has climbed, and markets across Asia were all up more than 2%, some as much as 5%, which is significant over there because they usually don't jump that high. But I just went down here and looked at the futures that are just now starting to show up here in America, and everything that started out in the red, which it did to begin with, it was not very way out in the red, but in the red, is now turning green. So apparently the investors are reacting to the news that's just now trickling down. Because, again, at night, there's very, especially on the radio, there's very limited resources as to how they're going to hear this. And we are one of the very few live shows that gets the news and puts it right out there immediately.
Exactly right. And just as we were seeing the futures on last night's or yesterday morning's program, that was on the anticipation that they might come to some kind of agreement.
Right.
And at least at this point, we know they have the agreement in principle. And yes, that will help the investors and their confidence level moving into the rest of the day today.
And the first $2 trillion, this first part of the stimulus, is specifically for the people directly affected by the coronavirus that have lost their jobs, the businesses have had to shut their doors. This is to help the small businesses. The big business end of it is not going to come until the second part comes in. That's the one that's got the loans that we talked about, the big loans that are in there, which is what the Democrats were trying to say the first one was all about. Oh, it's all about helping big business. No, it wasn't. It was about helping all the damn corporations, most of which are 1, 2, and 3 people corporations. And people don't, why the Democrats can't get the truth out there instead of lying through their teeth when they talk about corporations and calling all the mom-and-pa stores and the restaurants the same thing as the big guys is totally beyond me.
Well, exactly. And a lot of people form corporations, in order to protect their own assets. And
I did.
Things.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I'm one person.
Exactly right. In other words, it's one of the primary ways that Americans will do business and run their brand, their products, or whatever it is.
You bet.
Yeah, and so, but the Democrats like to create this sort of, it's a form of class warfare. It's the idea that, well, as I said, corporations are bad and they're always out to get you, and we're going to have to regulate them, and then we're going to have to tell them how to run their board of directors.
My corporation is so bad, you're listening to it.
Well, exactly, but it's also part of the American dream to form a business like that and this kind of thing. But again, it goes down to the idea of trying to create that class warfare and believe that somehow they are saving you from this.
Now, Nancy Pelosi called the $500 billion that was in there a slush fund for big business. She has no idea what in the hell she's talking about.
Well, sure. I mean, it's like calling tax cutting a risky tax scheme. They come up with these labels, and somebody...
You know what the $500 billion was?
What's that?
Subsidized loans to larger industries, to larger corporations. Loans. L-O-A-N-S, Nancy. Loans. Not free money, Nancy. Loans.
Well, exactly. And again...
What a jerk.
No kidding. And at this point in history, at this time in our history, I should say, we have someone who has a lot of experience in business, and he's got a lot of smart people around him that are advising him about this. Because, there was a Teddy Roosevelt.
And he's listening to them, and that's what leaders do. Smart people listen to the smarter people around you, and then you react.
Exactly right. And I think, wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt who said the business of America is business? Well,
that's right.
It is, so that we can do better.
Hold that thought. And, Kyle, we still haven't gotten to what's on our list here. Oh, I guarantee you, folks, when we come back, we do have a major story that we have to tell you about. There is a security threat, a terror threat that's been launched against the United States coming through the chatter systems, and we'll tell you all about it. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says somewhere around Easter time.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
Dr. Tony Fauci, who's on President Trump's coronavirus task force, does say that Easter goal is very flexible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone waiting on me. This portion of the program, The Captain's America, Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, brought to you by your Geico insurance agent and company. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is a website. They are the second largest insurer in the country for cars and trucks. And, oh, by the way, did you know they have homeowners and renters insurance, too? Now, if you want to get a car or insurance quote, or maybe you're driving a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a ski-doo, a sea-doo, you can go over to Geico.com, type in your zip code, and they will ask you what they can do to help you. You'll get an automated response. You'll get a quote if that's what you want to get. And they also have homeowners and renters insurance. Now, I have homeowners as well as car insurance there, and I get a bundle rate, which is cheaper. They also have safe driver discounts. Imagine that. A lot of insurance companies did away with that stuff. Well, not Geico. They got it. And I save money every year. I see what my rate could be, and then I see what it is because of the discounts I get because of being a safe driver and having the bundle program. You can, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And, Kyle, we were talking during the break, and you were saying something about what Eric said in the chat room. What was that?
Yeah, well, Eric, in the chat room, he made a comment saying he didn't think Tip O'Neill would recognize the Democrat Party today.
Of course not.
Yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree, absolutely. And, you know, I recall you know, President Reagan back in the day, he and Tip O'Neill, who was Speaker of the House, they were at odds on just about everything. But I appreciate what Reagan said during I think it was a dinner, one of the, you know, big White House dinner things, and he said that after 6 o'clock they were all friends. You know, in other words, he was trying to encapsulate the idea that we fight very hard for the things we believe in during the day. We hash all this out. It's not a pretty process, but afterwards, you know, we don't have any real animosity. And how things have changed today, so unfortunately, I can't imagine that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would want to sit down and you know, have drinks with President Trump after 6 o'clock and just talk about normal things, because of the tenor of has changed so badly in our society today. It's very unfortunate.
Well, now, amidst all of this great news that we're hearing about the White House and the Senate announcing that the Senate's reached a late-night deal on a massive first part of the coronavirus stimulus package of $2 trillion. There's another one coming behind it, $6 trillion. What we're not hearing is this unfortunate threat made against the United States. Department of Homeland Security is reporting that there's a lot of terrorist chatter that they're going to try to take advantage of the global coronavirus pandemic, and they are currently plotting attacks on Americans and stressed U.S. healthcare facilities, not only here but abroad. I certainly hope that doesn't come to fruition, but you can understand where it'd be very easy to try to slip something in right now when everybody's heads are turned another direction.
Well, exactly, and people are distracted, understandably, and they're also already on edge, you know, for a good reason, of course. And FBI Director Chris Wray, Captain, is saying that, of course, they're going to be vigilant, they're going to be monitoring the situation, and, you know, when you bring to bear the resources of the finest law enforcement agency in the history of planet Earth, and they are absolutely on top of this, coronavirus or no coronavirus, I think Americans can sleep pretty well.
Yeah.
But again, just as we have been for so many years since 9/11, for example, and these last 20 years or so, if you see something out of whack, then say something.
Yeah,
because that's, again, it's up to us. We are the eyes.
Yeah. And one of my law enforcement friends told me that they had received a memo from DHS, specifically it had come from the Counterterrorism Mission Center, and the Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office is where this originally came from. And this is chatter that's out there, not only on the Internet, but in all the different little behind-the-group, black groups and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And I'll tell you what, unbelievable as to what's going on in terms of people trying to threaten us at a time. Again, they think you're weak, they look for the weaknesses, and that's when these people jump.
Well, exactly, and that's why unified, you know, having the country unified is so very, very important. We are under attack by this coronavirus. Our friends across the world, of course, also as well, are under attack by the coronavirus. And so there are bad actors, and there are these extremist groups that we talked about even on the program yesterday morning. You have white supremacist groups, and you have other terrorist groups and so forth. Everybody thinks they have some kind of opportunity, but I think they're going to find out that they're going to hit a pretty big brick wall with the American people, I think.
Yeah, and Eric, you're right what you're saying. I know that. And by the way, a lot of people, a lot smarter than me, are saying that we've been hit with a biological attack, whether it was intentional or accidental. This is a biological attack. And again, this is something that that we trained for when I was in the fire service, when I was in directly on the front lines working emergency management. This was something that we trained for year after year after year after year after year, along with the mass attacks. We also trained for the biological attacks. We're planning for this. We were aware of this sort of stuff, and the training has never stopped for even the modern-day warriors that are out there. So when people go, "Are we not prepared for this?" Yes, we are. We have been. Damn it. Again, these people that open their mouth that don't have their brain in gear, that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, right, and certainly we're in an unprecedented situation here. But there's the other things, you know, they come up with a lot of these estimates, I think, by using computers. And a lot of times I know that they want to try to, some of these local or state or local leaders as well, they want to prepare for the possible worst case scenario. But, again, going through this major shutdown that we're seeing right now and people essentially staying home, we're about, I think, 9 days into the president's request of the slow down the virus. I think it's going to make quite an impact. I think a lot of these cases that we're seeing were sort of coming down the pipe before all this happened.
Yeah. Now, after the top of the hour, and you're going to stick around with me for a couple of extra segments again, because, again, I still have yet. That's the first story that I wanted to get out off the list after all this breaking news came roaring in on us on the top of the hour with the show. But there's some other things we're going to talk about here, too. We got a lot more things to discuss that the people will hear only here on this show because the other programs aren't bothering to cover this sort of stuff that are on the air right now. You'll hear about it tomorrow. But, again, it's tomorrow's news tonight. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right. Absolutely.
Now, the FDA has just approved the use of blood from survivors of the coronavirus to test the COVID-19 out. Now, they've got antibodies that are built up in their blood after they survive something like this, and those antibodies are going to be researched and tested. They've drawn samples from me because, again, as I told you, there's an outside chance that I may have had this myself last year when I was having trouble trying to talk. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
I had a lot of the same stuff that went on, and you were nice enough to be with me for the better part of a week. You were my voice, so to speak, and I just sat back and went, okay, Connor, what do you think? You remember?
I do. I remember that, and that was pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, and I was coughing. I was having all kinds of problems and all that stuff. I got some real heavy duty antibiotics. I got over it. End of story. It was gone. But they think that there's an outside chance that I might have been one of the people that might have actually had this, and it is what it is. So they've done a blood test with me, and yes, I've got antibodies in there too that have been shown to build up against certain things. That's why I'm not concerned at all about what's going on. Plus, they've all. My immunity is way up.
Well, and we're thankful for that, very much so. But what they're talking about is this idea of using plasma. Back in the olden days, might have been called convalescent serum, but it is something that could be a temporary treatment at the very least, and a therapy for those people who would be suffering from COVID-19. And they would extract the plasma from people who have the antibodies, and then they would transmit that into sick individuals. And it's not a vaccine in the straight sense, but it would be sort of a temporary covering for what's happening to them as they're not a vaccine.
Yeah. Our friend Eric is putting his military mind to work into the mind of the terrorists. He's saying, you know, right after the all clear is sounded, they'll turn around and hit us again.
Well, that would be right. That would be a military strategy. And this is why.
That's how the bad guys think.
That's how the bad guys think. This is why our military and our national security teams, this is why, you know, they train all the time, and they're always looking. They're always listening. They're always trying to put two and two together. That's why you have, you know, places like USAMRID, and they're looking at infectious disease all the time.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Reports coming back. Kyle sticking around with us for a while yet. We still got a lot more stuff to talk about. In case you haven't heard, there's a preliminary agreement. They've reached a tentative agreement on the $2 trillion initial part of the stimulus. We'll get into that after the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. Truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's the Rooster Cruisin' song by Ray Carlisle, and that goes out for our favorite paper relocator, Sam the Paper Man, and his buddy James up there, who we already heard from up in Valdosta, Georgia. And good morning to you, James, getting ready to hit the pavements and get those papers tossed out there all over the place. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. And by the way, Fox News did a big story yesterday on the truckers. And whose parking lot did they drive into to take a look at? The pilot and Flying J right there in Lake Station, Indiana. And that's one of the biggest pilots and Flying J's in the country. They showed the Denny's sit-down restaurant that was there. And they had a, I think they had a Wendy's or something. It might have been a Pizza Hut down the other end, but they had another thing down the other end, the big truck stop, all the trucks in there, talked to some truckers, and, you know, it is what it's all about. And, yeah, Flip, I see you dancing. But anyway, here we go, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this because we're going to talk about California in a second. Cold air and several fronts over the western states are continuing to support below normal temperatures, unsettled weather in the lower elevation, with rain in many parts out there in California, Northern California in particular. This morning is getting rain. Dozens of record-high temperatures are possible across the southern U.S. Throughout the rest of the week. Now, we were darn near 90 degrees yesterday here in Florida, and there's more of that coming for the next several days, and there is no end in sight with that, and as far as I'm concerned, it can stay that way because it's really nice out there, and you don't need to wear a coat or any of that sort of stuff, and the weather's just great. Picture postcard. But, out in California, and Kyle, you're there, right?
That's right.
Out in California, we have got snow in the Sierra Nevadas, again, from Lake Tahoe, straight south, all the way down the Nevada line, down into the past Bakersfield, down into the San Bernardino Mountains, north of you. We've got snow tonight. So can you see the snow-capped mountains out the window?
I sure can, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I know that we had our share of rain, but I don't think we're going to get so much in Southern California. But
no.
Northern California looks like they're going to be getting a lot of rain here over this week.
Yeah, and up where it was snowing yesterday in the Redding area and north of San Francisco, Napa and all that, you've got rain tonight. Although in the higher elevations, as you go further north up into California, you do have some snow along I-5. And there is some snow still in the Southern California area. The Mexican border. When you come out of, when you come out of San Diego East, you got that first mountain range you climb over the top of when you come out before you drop back down into the desert there in Calexico, right, Kyle?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, well, there's snow on top of that peak down there right now, and it's snowing according to this. Now, Nevada, central eastern Nevada, on the eastern part, the border with Utah tonight, snow in Nevada. And nothing going on to speak of in Idaho tonight yet, but the possibilities there for some snow in southeastern Idaho tonight, especially coming north out of 15 on I-15 out of Salt Lake City. Now, the winter storm warning is still there right now for the north and the east of Salt Lake City in the Wasatch Mountains. And if you're going up into Wyoming tonight on I-80, you got snow along I-80. It looks like all the way out towards Rollins tonight on and off, and you got some winds blowing there, so that means Pup Valley's going to be real active out there tonight, and that's the area of the interstate where, because of the topography and the way the wind blows, that a lot of times the doubles, especially if they're pulling an empty trailer on the back, will get whipped around and get flipped over, so be careful, you guys up there. And then up there in Montana, Bozeman to Billings tonight, and looks like possibly up by Helena. You've also got some snow up in there tonight. Those are flurries, not anything really all that terrible. Maybe an inch or two, it looks like. Southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, you got the wind blowing down there, and you've got some fire, very dry conditions for fire hazards in that area. Dry fire hazards are there again. Eastern New Mexico, same thing. Fog in southeastern Oklahoma.
Some rain in southwestern Missouri, windy up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got some rain and some severe, looks like some severe thunderstorms in the offing in eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina, in the mountains there around Charlotte, and north and north Georgia, and western South Carolina, up and again, up in the mountains up in there. And other than that, some weather going up the East Coast. Windy conditions, and that's about it. So, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, Kyle, we were talking about the breaking news we came in the hour with, and of course, this is big news for the people that aren't aware of what's going on, and there's people that you're either just waking up, or they're working, or they've been on their break, or whatever the deal happens to be. We have reached a tentative agreement right now. It's by the way, White House congressional leaders agree on massive stimulus plan to bolster economy during the virus fight. Now, we're being told they have a deal.
That's right, Captain. They do have a deal on the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package for workers and businesses. This has been confirmed by Fox News. We understand that later on today, the Senate will meet around 12 p.m. local time there in Washington, and then they will go from there and hopefully taking a vote on this. Obviously, if it's something that the White House is conceding to, and is also the Democrat leaders, one would think that President Trump will sign it, and there would be a high confidence level for the Republicans to go ahead and vote for it then.
Well, let's listen to what Mitch McConnell had to say late yesterday before all of this came to fruition. This is what he had to say right about supper time.
Mass layoffs and uncertainty for their families. But that isn't all, Madam President. For the last several days now, in the midst of all that, they've also had to watch the United States Senate spin its wheels. As we convene this morning, roughly 40% of our population is under stay-at-home orders from state leaders. Employers across America are wondering how they'll keep the lights on. Doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals are literally crying out for support. We literally have Army field hospitals on the way to being set up in our major American cities. In the space of just a few weeks, this has become, unfortunately, our new normal.
And it's become our new normal because of?
Well, the Democrats are holding this thing up.
That's right. Yeah. And for Nancy Pelosi to come out and say there's a $500 billion slush fund for the president's big buddies and the big corporations, when what that's all about is corporations. And again, corporations, folks, understand something. I am a corporation. I am a one-person corporation, but I'm a corporation. She's including me in that. I've got a friend that's got a security company. He's a corporation. There's only him. A lot of these other people that are out there form corporations to get not only the benefits you get of being a corporation, but also to keep from being held responsible for a lot of different things. It's called a layer of protection, and your corporation's only worth whatever it is. Mine's worth a dollar. Sue me. That's all you get. Period.
Well, right, but yeah, and this whole term, you know, slush fund, it's designed to try to make it, to drive division between the people of the United States, make Nancy Pelosi look like she's some kind of a savior for trying to protect people.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's small business.
All right, Kyle's going to stick around over the top of the hour there, and we got a lot more stuff to talk about. When we come back, we're going to talk about Boeing and why it's so important that Boeing maintains its role in things here. And by the way, some good news for Boeing, too, on the offing. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is Really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.